Taylor Griffin feels like she's always preparing for a test or taking one. We caught up with the Arlington High School sophomore at lunchtime after she'd spent the morning in final exams.
Yeah, it's really stressful. Like, you just have to study a lot, and it's not fun.
And these routine tests given by her teachers are only the beginning. Taylor and every other Texas high school student will take 15 STAR exams over 3 years. STAR is the new statewide testing program replacing TACS. STAR tests are given at the end of major high school courses in math, English, science, and social studies. They're tougher than TACS. There are more of them. And Taylor has to make a minimum score on each to graduate. Taylor used to ace the TACS, but says she's not doing as well on STAR.
It kind of like upsets me. I thought that like it made me feel good when I got really good grades on the TACS test, and now at the STAR, I don't even get like commended anymore, and it's just weird.
Does it discourage you a little bit?
Yeah, I feel like I'm still trying really hard, but it's just not going how it used to.
The concern that even good students like Taylor will lose interest in school is part of the reason Arlington Superintendent Marcelo Cavazos hopes the legislature and the Texas Education Agency overhaul STAR.
The students can become demoralized when you're navigating through 15 different assessments to obtain a high school diploma, and you're navigating through your coursework, the courses, the credits that are required for graduation, and then 15 end-of-course assessments. Can be very difficult.
Last year when STAR exams were given for the first time, the standards for passing were lower than they will be when the tests are completely phased in. Even so, more than 1,800 Arlington freshmen failed the English part of the exam. That's almost half the freshman class. Hundreds more failed other parts of the test. Now they have to retake those tests until they pass or they won't graduate.
What is the point of the exam? That's the question. Students experience school in a variety of ways, through career programs, through fine arts, through athletics, through extracurricular activities. And so where does the other part of the school experience that we know is very significant for students and their success, where is that in the mix?
State Representative Diane Patrick, a former Arlington School Board member and educator, agrees the system needs a fix.
I have heard from parents, and I've heard from teachers and principals and superintendents and school board members from all over the state that we need to tap the brakes and work this out a little better so, again, we can be sure that it has a fair implementation.
Patrick isn't divulging many details, but says she plans to introduce legislation that could reduce the number of STAR tests and the requirement that students pass all of them. Revamping the program can't come soon enough for Nikki Griffin, Taylor's mom.
It is a big issue for parents, especially I have a third grader as well, or fourth grader as well. And, you know, the benchmarks, you know, in those grades, if they don't pass them, they don't promote, or they have to take them in summer school until they do pass them. It is very stressful.
Taylor's mother says she wishes Texas could return to the good old days when the goal of tests was to find out what students had learned. She feels the new testing program sometimes punishes students instead. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.